Greg Allman inspired many musicians, like rapper Killer Mike, Emily Saliers of Indigo Girls, and Mike Mills of REM, to name just a famous few. Here are their favorite songs by the Allman Brothers Band.
My name is Michael Render. Professionally, I'm known as Killer Mike, and I am a rapper. I'm a part of a group called Run the Jewels. This song I like to pick is the Allman Brothers, Whipping Post. Run down. I'll smoke a joint at the crib and just watch a whole hour of Allman Brothers or listen to them. They did a festival here. I don't know if it's a Petrie Festival, what, like years before I was born in 70, 71 maybe. But I listened to that whole performance at least once or twice a week. Allman Brothers is just what I play, man, to kind of get me in the mood before a show. Before I go on stage and rap, I'm probably going to play some Allman Brothers or some Zeppelin or some Sabbath. You know, those guys aren't from Georgia, but I feel like they were influenced by the blues, so I had to say it. But the Allman Brothers, they're just amazing. Every time I go through Macon, my wife's from Savannah, every time we hit the Macon line, Allman Brothers comes on. Like, I'm playing it. You know, I'm playing it till we get all the way down 16. If you're a Southerner, if you're a Southerner, you know what a whipping post is. but I've been run down. I've been lied to. I don't know why. You know, I let that mean woman make a fool. She took all my money, wrecked my new car. Now she's with one of my good time buddies. They're drinking at some crosstown bar. Come on, man. Like, who? If that's not the blues, what is? Like, as a man, you know, I like to feel like I've been an alpha male in every relationship. And, man, my wife left me the day I'll be curled up in a corner, you know, crying. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, as a man, you don't know what it feels like to hurt till you've been heartbroken, man. You know, and the blues let you know that. Like, think about when you hear, sometimes I feel. I feel like I'm dying. You know, like, I've been tied to the whipping post. Good Lord, I feel like I'm dying. I felt like that. Me and my wife went through a hard part. You know, she wasn't a woman running around on me. You know, I made some wrong decisions at some point in our marriage, and, man, she put me out. That might have been the worst year of my life.
My name is Emily Saliers, and I'm one half of the Indigo Girls. Crossroads, same will come and go. Yeah. My selection is a song that was written by Greg Allman, and it's from the album Eat a Peach. And the name of the song is Melissa. Melissa is about a guy who's traveling. He's a gypsy, and no one can keep the gypsy from being a gypsy and traveling around, but he can't stay gone long from Melissa. So he's anchored in this woman, but his spirit is on the road as well. The gypsy's life, with sweet Melissa. The lyrics are excellent. It's got that wanderlust travel thing in it. I love the Allman Brothers. And it's just a perfectly written song that brings back a lot of memories from being away from home and missing the South. I loved the chord progression. And so I probably stole it a million times in songs that I've written subsequent to listening to that. Will you hide the dead man's ghost? Or will he lie beneath the clay? The Allman Brothers have inspired me and Amy just because, I mean, they're legends of Southern music. And just, you know, writing from a Southern perspective or having a Southern style, it's a little bit hard to articulate. But those guys, you know, epitomized it, really. And we love their music. And as I say, listening to them growing up was very, if it didn't have a specific influence on my style of writing, it was the kind of spirit of music that I really loved. Southern rock and Southern ballads.
Hi, this is Mike Mills here. My first song of an influential nature is by the Allman Brothers Band. It's called Blue Sky. Walk along the river, sweet lullaby. They just keep on flowing. They don't worry about where it's going. This song means a lot to me. For several reasons, musically, it's one of the most melodic, well, two of the most good melodic guitar solos you'll ever hear. I think by the time Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts were doing this, they had worked these solos out. They're not just completely random. They're not completely improvised. I think they probably played them close to this particular way most of the time, simply because they're melodically incredible and they're memorable and they sound like something they would have sat down and worked out. Listening to Blue Sky really does bring back a lot of the good memories of Macon, Georgia, of which I have a lot. Hanging out with my friends in the first band I was in called Shadowfax, we were all big Allman Brothers fans, and we listened to their music all the time. And you know, Macon had a lot of good things to offer, and this was certainly one of them. I, at one point, could actually play along to most of both Dwayne and Dickie's solos on this. Not as well as they play them, but they're so melodic and musical that they're actually you can memorize them, because they're not just somebody ripping off licks. They're actually playing melodies. And when I realized that, when I realized they weren't just rehashing licks that they knew, that's when I knew there was something special here.
That was Mike Mills, formerly of REM. We also heard from Emily Saliers of Indigo Girls and rapper Killer Mike. And of course, we want to hear about your favorite Allman Brothers song. You can call us at 404-500-9457 and sing it too. If you like, you can also tweet us at OST Talk, harder to sing on Twitter.